Mishnah Hey. So now we have a machlokas here. If the worker, who the Torah said is allowed to help himself as he works, is actually allowed to eat, in theory, more than his wages. So it's, you hire, the guy's working for you for a dollar a day, and he's eating $2 worth of fruit. Is that okay? Right? Is he eating more than he's producing even? So, or eating more than he's being paid anyways. So that's a machlokas here. It says a ochel poel kishus afilu bedinar. The poel, the worker, can, if he's working with kishuim, let's call those melons or cucumbers, gourds, whatever the kishuim are, but whatever he's working with, he's helping himself. Let's think of them as whatever. All I can tell you is kishuim in modern Hebrew are zucchini. Zucchini comes from the New World. They did not have zucchinis in this country back then, so it's not zucchini. But what it is, nobody knows. Okay, so anyways, he's working with these melons, let's say, and he can even consume a dinar, which is a big amount of money. It's a dinar's worth of melons or whatever, kishuim, as he's working with them. The koseves, and if he's working with koseves, those are, words that mean why now? You know. No, it's a koseves. It's a fat date. Koseves is a big date. Like grogeris is a fig and koseves is a date. So he's eating, he can even, if he's working with dates, a filo bedinar, he can eat a dinar's worth of dates. Doesn't matter the fact that's more than his heart, that's more than his whole wages for the day. It doesn't matter. He can help himself. What? He'll have some serious stomach trouble. But they ate a lot of dates back then. If you go to Qumran, right by where they found the Dead Sea Scrolls, so was it the crazy Essene sect there that was hanging out there. So it was a tiny group. The actual Essenes that lived there, I forgot the numbers, but it was like in the hundreds of the whole time. It was not a big crowd. Anyways, but they lived off, they like were sort of isolationists, and they lived off of dates, and they found in a pit, a single pit, that's how they dated and found the place, a single pit where they dumped their date pits, a single hole in the ground where they dumped their date seeds, to clarify what I'm talking about. They found 100,000 date seeds. Now, and I remember this because I was thinking the population was very small. So I'm saying they had a lot of dates. And it says they had a lot of stomach trouble. They say, yeah. They were, anyways, that's that. Yes, not too many dates. Not good. I don't know, maybe. How many dates can a guy eat already?
No, they were extinct. There's a woman who took the seed and she's regrowing.
Old school dates? Really?
Yes, supposed
to. Very good. So there you go. So you can help yourself to your dates, old school, new school, whatever school dates, if you're working with those dates, as much as you want, even in exceeding your employment. And Rav Elazar ben Chisma, I just realized something. That is so weird. One second. Am I going crazy here? One second. Sorry. Before I say something very stupid, let me just look at something up here. The pasuk says Nosachsom. How do you spell Tachsom? You do, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just noticing that this person who I don't remember seeing Rav Elazar ben Chisma before anywhere in Shas. Don't quote me on that. I just don't recognize the name. I noticed that ben Chisma means like the son of the one who muzzled them, the muzzler. That's what it means, right? Rav Elazar ben Chisma means, I don't know, means like the son of the one.
Probably name of the place like Ben Gamlo.
So it could be, just funny that he's the one who's got the shita that despite the Torah saying he can help himself, you can, so to speak, muzzle your worker. It's not even more than that. It's an interesting coincidence if that's what it is. Okay, fine. I'm saying nothing. I'm just pointing out the word. Ben Chisma means the son of the muzzler. He's saying you're allowed to muzzle your worker. So that's quite interesting. And I don't know if it's a coincidence. I'm not sure it's a coincidence. It could be that sometimes they give them these names because they, like, this is his one shita. He's the guy who muzzled the worker, so to speak. So they call him the muzzler. Anyway, so he says, Lo yochel apol yaser al scharo. The worker may not eat more than his wages. That there was the Torah when it said, "Help yourself," because remember the pasuk said "kenafshecha." The pasuk says, "I'll read you the pasuk again."
For your heart's desire.
Right. Where is the pasuk? It says, "Kisavu b'kerem re'echa v'achalta anavim kenafshecha." eat as much as kinashka as much as your soul wants, savecha to your full. So ve'el kalecha lo sitan. That's the pasuk. So anyway, so he says you can't eat more than that. V'chachamim, they disagree with him. They really basically agree with the Tanakhama, and they say they're matirin. They let a person eat as much as he wants. Aval, they say, even though a person in theory could eat, you know, as much as he can fit down his little throat, aval malav dinesa adam, you give him good advice and you tell him shalol yehei ravatan, don't be a greedy guts, not a glutton. Vehei sosam es hapesach befanav. You slam the door that's in front of you. In other words, you have employments. You should be happy. If you eat the guy out of house and home and abuse your... The Torah gives you privilege to eat when you're hungry. But if you abuse that privilege, even if you're within your technical rights, no one's going to hire you anymore because you're a bad employee, and then you're going to go hungry in the long run. So don't do it. So the Chum Shita is, even though a person's allowed to, we tell him not to do it because it's for his own sake. We tell him not to do it. And the Tanakhama obviously holds not like that. The Tanakhama holds no. You have no right to tell the guy not to consume. The Torah gave it to him to eat and let him do whatever he wants to do. People can be big boys and take the consequence of their actions. But the lachs, like the chamims, they could eat technically, but we advise them if they have this problem not to do it again.